This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on our website, therealside.com. You can also watch live, listen live, or join the chat room and chat along with other commenters on what's going on the show. I am joined tonight by the Lisa Freeman, former New Hampshire state rep, and we have decided, well, I decided and let her know, that we're going to make up New Year's resolutions for people in public life or politicians, some of our favorites, I'm sure. Lisa, welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Kim. Happy New Year to you, my dear. Happy New Year to you.
Let's just hope it's a happy one.
It will be. I'll make it happy. If I have to smack people, I'll make it happy.
Well, you made it happy for me because you gave me your secret Italian recipe, and I got to make Italian food that I was craving, so I'm all good.
That's it. Well, that's good. Then I'll never have to give you another thing again, correct?
No, you have to give me the anise cookie recipe, too. You're not done.
Okay. I'm not done. Oh,
so,
geez.
So I thought of this during the week, and I instantly thought of you as being the one to do this with me because I just it cracked me up too much just thinking about all the New Year's resolutions we could assign to people who could use some New Year's resolutions that they wouldn't think of, but of course we would. So now, who would you like to start with?
Well, one of my favorites, Maxine Waters.
Oh, God. What do you want her New Year's resolution to be?
I'd like her to stay woke.
Stay woke. So she can keep making a fool of herself?
Actually, I'd like her to learn how to speak English correctly. How's that?
I don't know if that's possible.
I'd like her to complete a full sentence in the English language. How's that?
That would be good. That's a good one. I don't know if that's possible, but someone could probably work on it with her.
Yeah, she could get an English coach and an English teacher, and somebody could teach her, you know, the construct of a sentence and how to put words together instead of coming out and sounding like a moron.
Well, we know plenty of teachers. We know plenty of teachers, so maybe we can get someone to volunteer. I like that one.
Me too.
That'll work.
Maxine Waters would be, that'll work.
That'll work. You know, I'd also like to have a New Year's resolution for Nancy Pelosi, since we're talking about teaching, and have someone teach her how to flow her hands like an Italian. Oh, maybe you could do that.
I wouldn't do it. We don't want her. We won't claim her. Thanks.
In the last segment, I was talking about how they're so, and I can do it. I can do her robot hands. I should, just like I did your Italian hand the other day, I should do a thing mocking Nancy Pelosi's hands, do a video. Because I can do them perfectly.
You should. I loved how your last guest compared her to Judy Garland breaking into song. That was priceless.
That's all I can picture now. If she put on a tux and some tap shoes, that would be it. I would lose it.
Yep. That would be it. So yeah. Well, maybe we can. I don't know. I don't want to make Nancy Pelosi an honorary Italian. Maybe we can get her some acting lessons.
I think that's the problem. I think she had some, and it was by a bad acting. Yeah, it was by a bad coach.
Right. Because she's a little overly dramatic.
Someone had to have taught her that with her hand. Seriously, I can't. I was watching an interview with her. She's one of the few I can actually watch, even though I can't stand what she says. But I watch the hands. I can't help it.
I can watch it. I can watch it too. It's like when you drive by a car wreck, you know, you slow down even though you don't want to see what's going on, but you do want to see what's going on. So yeah, I could watch it too in that respect. But I think it's forced. It doesn't flow.
No. You know me, I'm Irish, but I speak like an Italian. I mean, I've almost wiped people out with my hands.
Me included.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what I just thought? You know who else needs a New Year's resolution is Elizabeth Warren.
She does. First off, I weep for my home state of Massachusetts. I weep for my home state. But I think maybe a couple of clips, like she did that Twitter feed with her grabbing a beer, and then when she made the announcement that she was going to do an exploratory committee on the president, both times she had beers. I think she needs AA. I'm thinking this woman might actually have a drinking problem. What do you think?
Oh, my God. I think she should be drinking probably what she really drinks, and that's probably wine and not beer.
White wine. Yeah, she's pretty.
Yes, that's, oh, my God, that's exactly what I pictured, white wine. She probably drinks Chardonnay, and that's what she should be stick with and not try to pretend she's cool and drink a beer. She probably curled it up later because she couldn't stand it.
Well, you know,
we went through only three resolutions. We'll be right back after this with Lisa Freeman talking about New Year's resolutions for politicians and other public figures. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be hilarious, even though I don't know what it is yet. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on our website at therealside.com. Join the chat room. Check it out. Comment with other people on what's going on with the show. I am joined by former State Rep Lisa Freeman, and we are dishing out New Year's resolutions for politicians and public figures. Welcome to the show, Lisa, and thank you for joining me.
No problem. My pleasure, and thank you for having me. So while we were talking, we're dishing it out. I think I like the one we were just discussing about all the newly appointed progressive women Congress people. I think they all need charm classes. Let's send them to Mrs. Potter's finishing school, shall we?
That might actually work, although they probably all flunk.
They probably would flunk because, you know what, calling the President of the United States an MF because you want to impeach him isn't really very classy. Ain't really showing much class, ladies, are ya?
And you know what's interesting? And these are the same people that complain about how Trump behaves, right? But they turn around and they're doing worse. You know what I find interesting is the past few years is that left-wing women are really the ones who are classless, trash, and just say whatever they want, even if they're elected officials, and don't think about their constituents or the state they're representing or the people they're supposed to be actually working for when they say some of the whacked things they say, including the use of select choice language.
It's called discernment. You know what? Listen, I'm no pearl clutcher. You know, I've heard all the words. You've heard all the words. I'm not going to
say,
you know, I'm not going to, exactly, I was going to say that, but okay, now that you said it, I'm not going to pretend to be offended, but there's a thing called discernment. You know, nothing undermines credibility than listening to a woman with potty mouth in public. It's truth. It's the truth. You know, when you
talk
about
anyone,
another, it's different. Exactly.
Right.
Okay, so I'm a misandrist. I don't think men so much. I kind of expect it out of men at times.
But not in that position. Not in those positions. Because I know.
That's right.
I remember. Actually, Trump was at a rally in New Hampshire, and he swore. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't that bad. But he said a swear, and I was like, "What?" And you know me. I'm potty mouth central over here. But not when it's not appropriate or
exactly.
Not when it's in front of a mixed audience, you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, those people, they all flipped out over that, yet we have state reps in New Hampshire that call senators effers, and we have this one calling Trump a mother effer, and, oh, everybody cheered her on. Really?
Yep.
You're supposed to be a professional representing constituents in your state. Do you really think that's appropriate behavior? Do you behave like that at your job?
Right. And they justify it. I'm a woman. I'm oppressed. And they justify it. Well, there's no justification to it. Look, you want people to take you on a credible basis. You want people to listen to you. Well, they're not going to listen to you because when a representative does that, I automatically shut them off. I don't hear anything that you have to say, even if I agree with it. So it speaks to credibility. It really does. And don't tell me the Me Too movement it condones all of this. And if they do, then it's worse than we thought. It's worse than they. You know, we've had these problems up at the New Hampshire State House with some of the female representatives, the progressives.
Oh my God, they're awful. It lowers the position of the elected official. It lowers it. You want to set a higher bar as opposed to a lower bar when you're a representative, because you're an elected representative and you're representing a slew of different people. Some people might think what you did or the way you behave is great, but a vast majority aren't going to think that. And you're supposed to be representing them, and you're supposed to put your best foot forward as a representative for your constituents. You're not supposed to be.
I think now that especially with these progressive women, it's just another shiny object in the room. You know, I think that the more trash they throw out there, they're hoping that we just keep our gaze focused on that instead of what they're really doing behind the scenes. So, I mean, it really is another shiny object in the room, but I'm not going to let it go by, and I won't accept it as the norm because they think it's normal to do it. It's not normal.
No.
We're supposed to be educated.
Like I said.
We're supposed to be educated, mature adults. Educated, mature adults don't drop the F-bomb in public in the manner that these women do. So I say Miss Potter's charm school. That's what I say.
I'm with you. And again, you know, we don't talk that way or behave that way in our professional jobs when we're
Absolutely
representing
not.
Our companies. It's the same thing, you know, and these people
exactly.
just, I think some of these people just think it's not a job and they're just there for the heck of it. And so they can kind of do what they want because, hey, you know, you people elected me for 2 years. I can get away with what I want because no one's going to do anything to stop me.
Right, and they're women, so they figure if somebody does call them out on their behavior, oh, you're a sexist, you're trying to oppress me, you hate women, and that's not it at all. That's not it at all. You know, it's called acceptable social behavior, and that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable.
Do you remember a few years back when Joe Wilson called out the president during a State of the Union, he called out Obama and said, you lie?
Yeah.
And
yep.
they freaked out.
Him? Yep.
They freaked out about it. And he was right. Obama was lying. But they flipped out that he did that. And their behavior is far, far worse than what he did. And what he did was not appropriate. Even if it was true, it wasn't appropriate. But they flipped out, and now it's just they don't care. Their behavior is just so atrocious that they don't seem to care. So I think I'm with you on the charm school.
Yep. So all the newly elected representatives in Washington, all the progressive women need to go to Miss Potter's finishing school for some charm lessons. They need to walk around with a book on their head.
Oh, we only got one resolution in this time? That's really bad. We're slacking. We'll be right back talking more New Year's resolutions. It's only going to get better. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Talking to reporters in the Rose Garden following an unsuccessful meeting with top Democrats, President Donald Trump said he could declare a national emergency to get the $5.6 billion he wants for a border wall. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal tells CNN there's no basis for that.
There is no evidence either of a national emergency based on terrorist threat or drug importation that would justify that kind of claim.
Asked by reporters about federal workers who aren't being paid, President Trump had this to say.
This really does have a higher purpose than next week's pay. And the people that won't get next week's pay or the following week's pay, I think if you ever really looked at those people, I think they'd say, Mr. President, keep going. This is far more important.
The American Federation of Government Employees, the largest federal employee union with more than 700,000 members, has sued the government over the shutdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Joe Messina, I'm your guest host Kimberly Marin, and we are doling out New Year's resolutions to politicians and other public figures. I'm joined by Lisa Freeman, from former state rep from New Hampshire. Lisa, thanks for joining me.
Woohoo! Thank you. You look free to die, baby.
What was that? Oh my God. Okay, so. Sorry, it's Friday, kids. Little slap happy.
Usually, I just put in a 14-hour day of work. I'm a little punchy.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I can understand that. So let's continue on with these New Year's resolutions, because I think they're only going to keep getting better.
But of course.
You had a good one for Joe Biden.
I did have a good one. Creepy Uncle Joe Biden. So I think that he needs to have classes on personal boundaries. That's what I think. I think he needs to learn how to keep his creepy hands to himself. Yeah, you want
you
to
mean,
be the president?
You mean he shouldn't be breathing down the necks of, you know, teenage girls?
Okay, dang. When you see some of those pictures, it's like he's massaging their shoulders. Listen, if he touched me, I'd break both his hands. That is so repulsive.
It is
stinking inappropriate. It's like, what are you thinking?
And I don't think, and that's the thing, I don't think he's thinking, you know, like he's just maybe naturally kind of creepy like that, but I don't think he thinks it's bad for some reason. And I don't know if anyone's ever told him, dude, you know your boundaries. There's limits that people have, personal boundaries that people have, especially women.
Exactly. And listen, I'm Italian. I hug and kiss everybody. But that is not a cultural thing. That's just a creepy old man thing. And that needs to stop.
Yeah.
That really needs to
stop.
Yeah, he
does.
So,
because I know everybody jokes really about does. It, but I'm sure the people that are
on the receiving end,
you know, the receiving end don't think it's amusing.
No, they don't. So I would say that Joe Biden most definitely needs some classes on personal, physical boundaries.
And you know, speaking of creepy old men, John Kasich. I want him to stop giving mailmen a bad name. He's got to stop.
They're not called mailmen. They're called postal carriers. Come on.
Well, yeah, but he's a mailman.
They're props. Yeah, he's a mailman son, right? It's funny because his mother wasn't even married to a mailman. Bah, boom, boom.
but he needs to stop because I know that Jackal, I'm trying to use the right words so we don't get in trouble on the air, is probably going to run again. And he's not going to win any states again, but he's going to run again. And someone's got to tell him, stop. If I have to hear one more time that he's a mailman's son, I might have to do something about it. Like yell at him. Shut up!
Well, we can carry a sign that says return to sender.
Oh, my God. Please don't give me ideas like that. He was two towns over a couple years ago, and I went and I got him on tape. Oh, we got to do that. Return the mailman, son to sender.
Yes, return to sender. So what we need to do with John Kasich is John Kasich's New Year resolution to be this. Look, nobody cares. FYI, you said it enough times. You ain't one of us. Move on.
Right.
So That's his New Year's resolution. Get a new shtick.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have Jeff Flake. So we're skipping over. We're doing Democrats and Republicans. See, we are nonpartisan. This is nonpartisan New Year's resolution, folks. Jeff Flake needs to stop flaking out.
It's true.
I think he's way too full of himself is what the problem is. And the people, really don't want to hear about it.
Nope.
He actually reminds me of a Kennedy for some reason. That snotty, smarmy, I'm better than everyone and smarter than everyone look, even though you're dumb as dirt.
Right. He's got that angular face like the Kennedys do. Yes,
yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. He does.
What?
Yeah, get rid of the snarky, Jeff. That's number one. Take some lessons on how to be less snarky. And the other thing I would do is, you know what, Jeff? Make up your mind. Are you a Republican or a Democrat? Make a decision. This is your year, Jeff. Make a decision.
That's right.
You know? Yeah.
And he's got to make the decision soon.
Yeah. So decide, Jeff. Whichever one you are, then stick to it. But I have a tendency to think he's going to go the other way. So there you go. Come out of the closet, Jeff. You are really a Democrat.
Yes, but I think he's still going to run as a Republican because there are nitwits in the Republican Party who actually think Flake or Kasich are actually Republicans.
Not really Republicans, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No,
you know?
I get it. So I think John Kasich should get a new stick. And I think that Jeff Flake should make up a decision about where he wants to be as a politician. Pick your party.
Yeah.
You know,
pick your party.
It's a party. Pick it.
Pick your party and then get rid of the smirk on your face.
That sucks. Yeah. He definitely has to. He definitely has to. Somebody should just smack that snarky off his face. I'm sorry. There are some people you just wanna, you know. So Jeff's got two really good resolutions. He can choose one. He doesn't have to go do both of them.
You ever hear that term?
Resolution. go ahead.
And I can't say the actual word, but it usually applies to some women. It's kind of a joke where they have resting witch face?
Yes.
That's what Flake has.
He most certainly does. So he needs a little bit of an attitude adjustment. That's all he needs. That's all that
yeah.
is.
He needs an attitude adjustment and to go read the Constitution. Oh,
yeah.
That's a New Year's resolution I want. I want every elected Democrat across the country, every single one of them, to be forced to have to read the Constitution and understand the Constitution and take an economics class. Those two things should be a mandatory New Year's resolution for every Democrat who's been elected to any office in any state across the country.
The problem with that is if we make them do that, what other time will they have to pass all these bad bills?
Oh, that's true.
Because
it could be a distraction.
It could be another shiny object in the room. What's scary about some of these elected officials is some of them are attorneys. So they've already read the Constitution.
Yeah,
Constitution.
What did they read, the Cliff Notes?
Well, I don't know what it takes to be an attorney these days.
Tip. You know? Would they take the speed reading class so you could just learn the stuff you need to do to pass the bar exam and not actually understand any of it? I don't know.
I don't know either. But, hey, they tried to have a rules change in the New Hampshire House of Representatives that every state rep would be required to study the Constitution and the U.S. Constitution and the New Hampshire Constitution, but it failed. So there you go.
Oh, it failed. And why is that? Because of the Democrat majority.
Exactly. So
let's see. You're supposed to uphold the Constitution. And clearly, I mean, is there any ramifications? Maybe we should change the rules. If you don't uphold your oath of office, which means upholding the Constitution, no matter what state, no matter at the federal level, if you don't uphold your oath of office, the minute you break it, you're instantly out.
Agreed.
I mean, we would lose the majority of...
Right? Exactly.
Across the country. It wouldn't just be here.
Believe it. Yeah, right? Exactly. So, all right, so who did we just tap down? Oh, another break? Wow.
Oh, my God, this is going way too quick. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back with our final segment of New Year's resolutions for political hacks. I mean, people across the country. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. I'm filling in for Joe tonight. And I am joined by former New Hampshire State Rep Lisa Freeman. And we've been doling out New Year's resolutions. Lisa, I'm not going to welcome you to the show anymore. I mean, we do this every segment, and I know you're already happy to be here with me. So, thank you.
No, thank you.
we have only one more segment left to hand out, dole out some more New Year's resolutions. We got to try to figure out some more. We've only been making it through one each the past two segments. The first one we had a little bit of more going on, but
we had a little right. We had a little momentum. All right. So I'm thinking the next New Year's resolution should be handed to Hillary Clinton.
What are you going to hand her?
Well, I think that Hillary Clinton's New Year's resolution should be she should no longer write any books. Because, quite frankly,
you know what?
Nobody cares.
Well, that's true. No, I want her New Year's resolution to be that she'll run for president again.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe her and Elizabeth Warren can team up.
You have no idea how much fun I had when she ran for president. I would love it if she...
I would like a New Year's resolution to be to go away. Can you just go away?
Right. Just sink back under the rock that you crawled up from out from under.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I would love it if she ran for president.
I think Hillary Clinton should retire. That's what I think. I think it's time. I think that's her New Year's resolution, is to get her affairs in order and retire.
Get her affairs in order.
I think
she's still trying to figure out a way to con money out of people now that the Clinton Foundation isn't soaking foreign countries for millions of dollars. You know, her and her hubby have been going on that tour that they couldn't even give away tickets to.
Right. Well, I understand that there's an audit being performed on the Clinton Foundation right now. So we'll see. But I think in the meantime, dear Hillary deserves a long vacation.
A long permanent vacation.
Right. We should use the island that they used to, you know, colonize lepers on. I think that would be appropriate for us.
That's nice.
So there you go.
That'll work.
Well, hey, nothing but the best for Hillary, you know? Nothing but the best.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm frankly, I realize she ran for president and she ran for senate. I'm surprised she hasn't moved to a different state to run for something different, like for governor for some other state yet.
Yeah, don't give her any
ideas. Oh, my God, she could run for governor of Mass. She could run for governor of Massachusetts. They would elect her.
Oh, her, Sally Baker, no difference.
Oh, they would elect her. I mean, Mitt Romney wasn't from Mass, and he also needs a New Year's resolution of know when to actually stand up and pretend you have some cojones and know when to just keep your mouth shut. But Mitt Romney wasn't from Mass. Patrick Duvall wasn't from Mass. It's like people in Massachusetts just elect people that aren't from Massachusetts for I don't know what reason, but they do it.
Well, think about it.
I mean,
Kim, you and I both grew up in Mass. You understand what it is. The hub of the voting is in the Boston area. Well, a majority of those people aren't people from Massachusetts themselves. They migrated.
That's true.
They had to go to college and never left.
Oh, God, that's true.
They brought all of their liberal ideals with them. That's why it's the People's Republic of Cambridge.
Yeah, Cambridgistan.
So, don't give her any ideas, for crying out loud, please. I like the resolution that she's going to get her affairs in order and retire from political life.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Done.
We can go with that one.
Okay, we can go with that one. Next.
Exactly. Next. Who can be next? There's so many.
It's not like we don't have enough.
You know what? I would like all of the talk talk show hosts on PMSNBC to actually use facts and evidence for a change. That should be their New Year's resolution.
Oh, how about they use facts instead of feelings?
Facts
instead of feelings.
Use facts instead of feelings. Now, you can use the facts and then comment on them, whether you agree with them or not. That's besides the point. But please use facts instead of feelings. It really, you're making your own viewers dumber by the minute. And you're making them look like morons to the rest of us who know what the facts are. Stop it.
Yeah, but they don't.
It's bad.
You know what? When you're an intelligent person, Kim, and you know how to do research, guess what? They don't like us.
Right.
They don't like us, but they like the sheeples.
Yeah, they like the people who are just, yeah.
So I think the mainstream media, and we'll can we name them? We know who the mainstream media is. It's not Fox News. How's that?
Well, I don't even say the mainstream media. I was talking specifically MSNBC because they're just the worst. Like, you can watch just 2 seconds of any of their shows, and it's so bad. CNN's pretty bad, too.
CNN's pretty bad. Yeah, CNN's pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, there's some good people on CNN, but yeah. You can't. They're just so bad. Speaking of facts, I have a New Year's resolution for Michael Bloomberg and his mom's demand harpies. How about you broads finally tell the truth about firearms? Or maybe, no, take a firearm safety class and then learn about firearms before actually talking about them and trying to ban them. Because, again, you sound like morons when you talk about a clip going into a assault rifle.
Right.
With a freaking...
I love the pictures.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, I know we're going to be wrapping up soon. I'd like to give a New Year's resolution to the entire Democratic Party. I think they should all learn how to do memes. I think they should. The Democrats can meme. They can't do it.
Right. No, they can't.
They can't.
The right is great at memes. Yeah, it is fun.
Exactly. And the Democrats absolutely stink.
You know what? We have to do the ultimate New Year's resolution. We have to do a New Year's resolution for Trump.
Go ahead.
Now, okay. So the first thing that comes to my mind when it comes to a New Year's resolution for Trump is think before you tweet. Please. I like that he tweets. I think it's great. And I even think some of the stuff he says is just hysterical. But think before you tweet, because not everything is a good thing to tweet out. And it would be better if you didn't.
I will support my president 150%, but I will agree with you on that one. Yes, I agree with you. Some of the things I scratch my head to and say, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What?
He'll be on a roll of doing all this good stuff and having, sometimes in pressers he says stuff that, while it might be hysterical and true, it's probably something the president shouldn't say. I forget, he said one recently.
I totally agree with you saying, but again, we'll go back to these women in the White House saying that they are going to impeach that MFA.
Right. So, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, fighting fire with fire at this point seems to be the rule of the day. So
yeah,
I frequently wince and say, oh my gosh, but then I say, why did he do that? And when you dig a little deeper, you see it's in response to something that's 100 times worse.
Right. Well, and then sometimes I'm not saying not tweet, I'm not saying not be a little bit, you know, snart, whatever, hit them when they deserve it, but it would just be nice to, because sometimes I cringe.
Yeah, I know. I do, too.
A lot of people do, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? It's all out of our comfort zone at this point.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like I said earlier,
this train has just totally gone off the tracks.
Yep, it has.
I don't know that we could ever get a quote-unquote regular, typical president again.
No, and I wouldn't.
Left or right.
I wouldn't want it.
Well, Obama wasn't a typical. Yeah.
Well, no, he was just a shyster.
But he was sort of a populist. Lisa, thank you so much. I can't believe that went by so fast. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
We will be right back in the next hour. Tune in. Don't go away. I will be back with a special guest from Colorado.